At a purpose-built air terminal on the outskirts of Paris, a glimpse at what could be the future of taxi services. The German-built Volocopter is a vertical takeoff and landing drone that's big enough to carry passengers.
The idea is it'll be open to the full community. Anyone that wants to take an Uber today, there's no reason why they shouldn't contemplate taking a Volocity across the across an urban landscape or across a city for to get from A to B a lot quicker.
Paris Transport officials plan to have two operational Volocopter routes for the 2024 Olympics. As the aircraft are fully electric and quieter than a helicopter, they say that they're an ecological alternative to fuel-powered vehicles.
Well, it's certainly very comfortable and spacious here at the moment. There is room for a passenger and a pilot, but the manufacturer of Volocopter says that in the future, this service could be pilot-free.
Several cities in the world are testing similar aircraft as competition steps up in a potentially multi-billion dollar market.
Once we have started mass production, it will be definitely available for everyone. So also the fares will go down over time and we will definitely see it all over the world.
For now, fares are expected to be around $100 for a short ride, a price few ordinary people could afford.
Yes, I would say it's an ultra-niche market. Of course, you always have some rich people wanting to saving some time. But I think it won't be the Uber of tomorrow, air taxi. Definitely, it's for a target like this of customers.
It's unlikely that flying taxis will replace regular cabs anytime soon. But in a city where heavy traffic is common, some will certainly welcome the chance to skip the bottlenecks on the ground to gain precious time in the air. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Sergi Pontoise.